The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with five Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all time?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with five Y's. Movies, Baby!
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Best Show Best. This is the best of the best show, the new version of the best show. And for people who don't know, the best show takes place each and every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. till midnight over at thebestshow.net. And if you are new to the program, these are little bite-sized greatest hits samples of what we do every week. So check this out. And if you want more, you can listen to the full three-hour extravaganza and check it out. And if you want to support The Best Show, the way to do that is to download the episodes and to give us reviews on iTunes and to tell people that the show is back and that you like it. So please check out this new episode of Best Show Best. Best Show, you're on the air.
Sorry about that. My cummerbund alarm went off.
Your cummerbund alarm.
Yes.
You have an alarm attached to your cummerbund?
Did I not just say that?
Well, I'm questioning the it's a crazy thing to have.
Maybe you're a crazy thing to have.
I know who this is.
No, you don't. There's no way.
No, I definitely know who this is.
Who?
It's Zachary Brimstead.
In the what?
In the flesh.
In the his house.
In the his house, okay.
Say it. Don't spray it.
It's Zachary Brimstead. Zachary Brimstead, Esquire.
Right, right.
And in the his house.
Thank you.
And what song was that?
Thank you.
Ugh. What song was on your cummerbund alarm?
That was Old MacDonald Had a Deformed Farm by Lunch Break. Why?
So you have a barbershop. For people who don't know, Zachary Brimstead, Esquire,
yes,
is a barbershop quartet singer. Who,
I'm the king of barbershop, you munch.
He's the king of barbershop. He is...
Thank you.
Oh, boy. You are a handful. This thank you has caught on like
Someone else does that?
I've heard it around.
I gotta stop doing it then.
Yeah, so you are a barbershop quartet singer.
Yes.
And you were in a band called Barbershop Sweat for a while.
That's correct, yes.
And then I think they broke up or something, and then...
There was Barbershop Punk.
Barbershop Punk, and you were kind of trying to crack open Barbershop.
I sure was, and I sure did. But now I'm in a new one.
What's that?
Barbershop Prague.
Wait, what are you... You're in a band called Barbershop Prague.
I sure am. I have an album coming out called Tales of Prague Organic Oceans.
Tales of Prague Organic or Ocean.
Rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's your album and you couldn't say it.
Maybe that's how you say it.
With a little hitch in your voice there?
Maybe that's the new thing that all the kids are doing. We're hitching it up.
So to have a vocal hitch like that, Barbershop Prague.
It's better than having that vocal modulator that you have.
I do not talk through a voice modulator.
Oh, hey, look!
What?
I don't have long to deal with your trifle, so I'm going to take the lead in this conversation.
Oh, my. Okay, take the lead.
Okay, well, look, I'm trying to find this particular song to sing at a wedding this weekend.
You're singing at a wedding?
I am.
Okay.
I think it's by the Brothers Gibb.
Okay.
But I'm having mucho difficulty finding it on iTunes.
All right.
I'm 90% certain it's on their album Sizes and Everything.
So the Bee Gees have an album called Size Isn't Everything.
Mid-90s.
Okay.
The song goes like this. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Maybe I can help place it for you.
Okay. Oh, girl, bitch, I come into the party and the first thing that crosses my mind is... Am I going to fudge first? Am I going to fudge first?
Who am I going to fudge for? Oh, I don't like that at all.
Oh, you know what? Now that I think about it, it might be on Still Waters.
Okay. I don't think it's on any Bee Gees album.
Oh. Come on! Come on!
What? Wait, where are you?
I'm at Wet Knockers, that new erotic car wash on Route 1437.
Ew.
What?
I don't like that at all.
Well, I don't like the guy in front of me. He's being a real winkle dip.
He's a winkle, okay.
Yeah, he's just sitting there doing God knows what.
At this erotic car wash.
Yeah, move it along, buddy. Come on. Oh, my goodness.
What?
It's Mike Rutherford.
Mike Rutherford from Genesis?
Yes.
He's at the erotic car wash.
He is, yes.
Okay. I did not think he was... I thought he would be in England somewhere, let alone in Newbridge at an erotic car wash.
Oh, yeah, he lives there. All the guys in Genesis own property in Newbridge.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I did
like,
not...
Phil Collins, he owns Los Enemies.
Okay.
That Mexican restaurant that's driving Los Amigos out of business?
He owns it.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Let's go, Mike. Surely you can do that at home.
Ew.
ZB has needs, too.
I don't want to even know what goes on. Is that the... Sounds like a second horn?
Yeah, ZB has two horns. Out!
What's that? Oh, wait, he just hung up. All right, that was the hardest call to process. But 80 things happened in there. He has a Prague album coming out of Prague Barbershop, and there's the crack of the... Yet again? Was that even you? No. Wasn't even Mike. That's what goes on. You get blamed for things you didn't do, just like the Jinx. You get blamed for ones you didn't even do. Just like the Jinx. Mike and I are going to break the Jinx out of jail. Ocean's 14. Me, Mike, and 12 other guys and gals. Right? We'll break the Jinx out. We're coming for you, Jinx. I knew you'd come for me, Mike. Yeah. Thanks again, everybody, for listening to Best Show Best, and I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes. I want to thank Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, John Worster, of course, and you. And once again, listen to the Best Show live each and every Tuesday night on your computer at thebestshow.net. Thanks so much.